I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that gay couples have the right to marry nationwide. But some of Alabama's judges are refusing to grant that right. APR's Alex Albuchon reports on a new development that might unify the state's policy.
U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade of Mobile says county probate judges in Alabama are required to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Grenade had ruled a month ago the county should issue the licenses, but stayed that decision pending the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Now, the federal judge has declared her earlier decision is in effect, and probate judges must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Grenade's decision says probate judges can't discriminate against gay couples, but some counties have stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether, same-sex or otherwise, and this order will not apply to those counties. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
A World War II-era seaplane is foundering in the surf of the northern Gulf Coast after a mishap during filming. The vintage PBY-6A flying boat has been partially submerged near the Alabama-Florida state line since Monday. Crews towed it near the beach after the aircraft began taking on water further offshore. Workers are now trying to figure out how to get the aircraft out of the water. The twin-engine aircraft was built in 1945. It's being used in the filming of a new Nicolas Cage movie about the USS Indianapolis disaster. The Navy ship was torpedoed and sank in 1945 after delivering the first operational atomic bomb. Only 316 of the nearly 1,200 crew members survived, and many were eaten by sharks in the Pacific Ocean. A new report card has poor marks for Alabama when it comes to high schools giving girls equal opportunities in sports. The study is by the National Women's Law Center. It says Alabama is 49th out of 51 states with a 58% large gender equity gap when it comes to Title IX. 8 states in the South rank in the bottom 10 of the study. Nina Chaudhry is the Director of Equal Opportunities in Athletics at the NLWC. She says that's no coincidence.
Where football is very prominent, schools have to take a really hard look and make sure that they are providing girls with the same kinds of opportunities to play sports and the same benefits that the boys get. What our data shows is that across the country, girls are not getting enough opportunities to play sports.
Chaudhry says sports provide lifelong benefits for girls, including better health and academic outcomes. Now let's get the latest weather forecast from WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our local forecast overnight tonight includes a chance for a few scattered storms. Overnight lows back in the 70s for Thursday. We'll top out of the upper 80s to near 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected in that forecast. Not going to rain everywhere, and it's not going to rain all day. Scattered storms remain possible through the weekend. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
Currently 90 degrees in Mobile, 91 in Tuscaloosa, Selma in Montgomery, 82 in Jasper and Birmingham, 75 in Florence, and 70 degrees in Huntsville. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.